Okay. So just before we start, just very, very short, very quickly. I saw a very nice message of Ann Kotler. Ann Kotler was asked by a Yid. Somebody went up to Ann Kotler. Ann Kotler, after all, was an absolute genius. A real, genuine genius. Genuine genius. He couldn't forget a thing. He wasn't able to forget anything. Whatever he had learned, he didn't forget. He was an absolute genius. Ann Kotler, the Shiva of Lakewood. And at one point, somebody asked him a question. Well, somebody asked him the following question. Somebody asked him that he's not a big Talmid Chacham. He's actually a very simple person. And every day he says a bit that he can't learn, but he does every day. He does a bit of Chumash Rashi, just a little bit of Chumash Rashi. That's how much he a little bit of Chumash, a little bit of Rashi. That's how much he does every day. He can't learn more than that. He can't learn Shulchan Aruch. He can't learn Gemara. He can't learn Mishnayos. He learns a bit of Chumash with a little bit of Rashi. That's how far he can. That's his learning every day. He's a hardworking man. He can't do much more than that. And he said one day he was particularly busy. Yesterday he was particularly busy, and he didn't learn the Chumash. He didn't learn the Chumash at all. And he wants to know if today he should start from today's learning or from yesterday's learning. That's not a major question. I'm saying you don't have to ask the God Hadar that kind of question. Whatever you do is good. I mean, just learn a bit. It's fine. But he didn't know what to do. Should he go according to yesterday's learning, follow on? Or should he just like skip and go from today? So he asked the Gadol Hadar. And here comes the Gadol of Ann Kotler. What would we all do if we'd be approached by such a question? He'd say, okay, you know, carry on from yesterday's and have a good day. You know, like keep going. What is Ann Kotler? Ann Kotler said, 1 second, he says, I'm not sure. Sit down for a minute. Sit down in Ann Kotler's study. Pulls out one of these massive Shulchan Aruch. He opens pages to the right, pages to the left. Bear with me for a minute. Takes out another sefer. And then looks at the Rambam, it pulls out the Gemara, one sefer after another sefer, another sefer. And Ann Kotler, every minute was precious. He had the whole Klalis on his shoulders. Every minute was precious. But he looks and he checks, he looks in Be'er Goyle, and then he looks in the pages in front of it. And then after delving in, like literally between 5 and 10 minutes, he says, you know what, I think we'll just carry on from where he stopped yesterday and just carry on from there. I think that's probably that's what I think, probably that's the best way forward. And he closes all his phone and puts him back. That's imnachtus chavecho benachas. You know, that's, if you want to know what is, Noah covered there, that's really what it's all about. Not to genuinely respect somebody else. It's so incredibly difficult, but that's really what it boils down to. That's really it. Ann Kotler was able to do that. Okay, we're up to Simon Shin Pei, page 494. We'll be learning Siv Dalet tonight in Mitzvah Hashem. Just to summarize and to recap. We have learned in Simon Shin Pei a massive chiddush. Just to recap, because we need to just get back into it. We learned that there is a halacha that if it's a chatzer with various batim in it, you really got to do an erev chatzeres. If you're unable to do an erev chatzeres, I'm scared. I didn't skip anything, right? No, I didn't. I don't think I did. I remember learning Siv Gimel yesterday. So you've got to do an Erev Chatzeres. Now, okay, but if a person doesn't want to do Erev Chatzeres, for whatever the reason may be, so that normally the halacha is, if he doesn't do Erev Chatzeres, he asks on everybody, nobody's allowed to carry in the chotzer, not only him, but everybody else, he's also not allowed to carry from the house to the chotzer. All right. Now, yesterday, and this week we've learned a new chiddush, and that's called Bitl Rishus. What is Bitl Rishus? A person is allowed to nullify. What was the other word that we used? Disassociate. That's right. Disassociate himself. And by doing that, what happens? So let's get this clear, because we're going to see Tala going to go into greater details. What does he mean to disassociate himself? To do bitler shus. So say we're all inhabitants, residents in this chotza. So when you do an Eichot, you join in for the Eichot Seis, don't you? So are you. Everybody's joining in for the Eichot Seis. And I say, forget it. Don't want to have anything to do with Eichot Seis. So what I can do is I say, okay, I'm not being part of this. By just verbalizing and saying, I am Mevatel Mai Rishus, I'm stepping out. And now what means, and now therefore I'm not part of the Eichot Seis. Everybody's allowed to carry, and Shalom Alisol. We learned an additional Chiddush. What about me? Oh, I become now an Oreach. I now halachically become a visitor. And the halacha of a visitor is, and that's really important for our Sif now, we're going to carry on that conversation in a minute. The halacha of a visitor is, he's actually allowed to be in the chotza without doing an erev chatzeres. So he comes out, by doing the bitl rishus, He's removed himself from the chotzer. He's become now a visitor. And by becoming a visitor, ironically, or perhaps not so ironically, he's now allowed to carry in the chotzer from the bais to the chotzer and vice versa. That's what we've discussed so far. Somebody asked yesterday an interesting question. He said, okay, fine. If so, we might as well do a very goyish thing. I think it was Mr. Vagod. I said, okay, so let's forget about Erev Chatzeres. Everybody should just be Vatel Rishos. Everybody. Forget about Erev Chatzeres. Saves you the tircha of going around and all that. Everybody should be Vatel Rishos. And then everybody, what happens then? If everybody's doing Vatel Rishos. We would assume that everybody becomes a visitor, and everybody thereby would be allowed to carry. So Chanoch Siv Dalet is going to answer that question. It's not true, you can't do that. Why is that? Siv Dalet, bottom of page 4, 9, 4. Im bnei achotze, she'ev v'mvatl v'shusam. Le'echot shaloi erev. What happens if, in a case that is various, numerous members of the chotze, and they're all doing a bitul rishus, only one person is there's one person who didn't do an Eruv, and everybody else is doing an Bittul Rishus. So contrary to the earlier cases, there was one person that did the Bittul Rishus. Here is the opposite. Here you've got many, many, many people, all the Bnei Achotze are doing a Bittul Rishus. Could be 5, could be 7, could be 10 people doing a Bittul Rishus. That last remaining person who didn't do an Eruv, he's allowed to carry. But they are now allowed to carry. We are not saying they're all considered visitors, guests. Why? She'ein rabim nasem oichim etzel yochid. These are the key 5 words of today. She'ein rabim nasin oichin etzel yochid. You never have a group, a number of residents who become oichim guests to one person. It doesn't make sense. You can't establish a situation that everybody is doing bitul rishus and there's only one person left who is just a normal inhabitant. It doesn't make sense. How many residents will you have? Normally it's the majority who is residents. How many oichim do you have? 1. Not the opposite case. Therefore, there's a rule over here. This is the rule. She'en rabim nasim oichim tzil yochid. You cannot have many people simultaneously do a bitul rishus. V'hu adinim, yeah. V'hu adinim tzimlim oyishnayim. Levat. V'itl echonem lechaveru. Similarly also, if you've got 2 people, only 2 people, uvitl echad mem lechaveroi, and one of them did a bitl rishus to the other one, hamevatl osu ab shel chaveroi, hamevatl osu b'shel chaveroi, the one who did bitl, he's not allowed to have access to the other one, vechaveroi, but the one who didn't do bitl rishus, muta b'shel atzmoi, he's allowed to carry on everywhere. Vechein rabim, similarly many, shaloi eruvu, who did not make an eruv, שנוסנו רשוסם לרבים שאהבו. If you've got a number of people who did not make an Eruv, and they gave their rishus for rabim who did make an Eruv, לפי שהיוחד נעשה ערך אצל רבים, again, the rule being, a yochid can make a bitul rishus, an individual can do a bitul rishus for many people, because he can become an arach. לפי שהיוחד נעשה ערך אצל רבים, ורבים, but the opposite of many people, אינם נעשים ערכים, אפילו אצל הרבים, ולא יוחד אצל היוחד. So there cannot be a situation, הרבים, you cannot have רבים becoming an arach, ערכים. So you can never have that kind of situation. And you can also not have רבים making a bitul rishus by other rabbim, v'lo yochid etzel yochid. So that what that means is that if you've got, let's say, it will be a reasonable amount of diras of batim in the chotza. Should we say, Mr. Bubi brings the case of how many should we say? Let's go for 10. I don't know what Mr. Bubi says, but let's just go for 10. You've got 10, so you can have one of them making a bitul rishus to the other 9, that works. You cannot have 9 doing bitul rishus to 1, that wouldn't make sense. What about 5 to 5? Can you have 5 people doing bitul rishus 5 knot, that also wouldn't work. Yeah, so it looks like, good question, it looks like so far what we're learning is only 1 to 9. Only one, a yochid, can do two rabbim. Even 1 to 1, Shulchan Aruch says, well, a yochid is a yochid. If you've got two people in a chotza, one doing a bit loshus to another, that also wouldn't work. And we move on. Shochu Shnaim Shleiv. What happens, therefore, if two have forgotten? You've got 10 residents, 8 of them made an Erev Chatzeres, 2 of them forgot. What would you say then? Shochu Shnaim Vloyevu. Yecholim Levat L'Rishusim. Here it does work. Two, we're learning now, may make a bit L'Rishus. How does that work? Shevat L'Kolechon M'Rishus L'Chod Ne'ab Chatzer. Everybody individually can do a bit L'Rishus to all the other ones. Whether they make a bit of shoes to the rabbim, you have to have that the one who makes a bit of shoes, he needs to make a bit of shoes towards every single one of them individually. Has been learned in Sif Aleph. He needs to say, you, Mr. So-and-so, I'm being a bit of shoes to you. You, Mr. So-and-so, I'm being a bit of shoes to you. He needs to go to every single one of them. So one of them, the Sheikhach, needs to go to every single one of them and making a bit of shoes individually. And he can therefore go to everyone who made an Eruv, and to the one who didn't make an Eruv, and he goes to every single one of them making bitl brishus. But you cannot go to two simultaneously who didn't make an Eruv and say, I'm mevatl brishus to both of you together. Even if you go to one of them and you say, Ani mevatl lecho, hamenash tachso mevatl lechavecho, heinemol. That's a very interesting shaila, this one. The last one I think is very interesting. What happens? Again, you've got a case of ten batim. We learned how many can do a bit of reshus? One. Can you do, therefore, the following case? I say, okay, I'm mevatl my reshus. I was shechach, I'm mevatl my reshus. So one we said, one works. But now I'm doing an additional knach, very long dish. What I'm saying is, I'm making my bitl rishus with the condition that you are going to mevatel al menach shetachsu v'tevatel lechavecho. I'm making that you are mevatel your rishus to somebody else. Why does that help? V'afilom aleichot, ani mevatel lecho. I'm doing my bit l'rishus. I'm an ass with the condition shetachsir mevatel lechavecho, in order that you should be mevatel l'rishus to your friend. In a moel that also wouldn't work. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel Chav Gimel explains what's going on. Mishnah Berurah second line explains. L'shebitel stam l'rishin v'rishin me'atzmoi chozer v'bitel chilek shel atzmoi v'gam chilek shekibul d'loy mehani. Say you've got two people, can I just explain, it's very interesting you saw it. You've got two people who were shechach, and we said that two people cannot make a bitl rishus. So one person says, okay, listen here, I am vatl my rishus. And I'm vatl my rishus. Now you also shechach, you also want to do bitl rishus. So I'm making my bitl rishus with the condition that the part that you've been acquired from my rishus, you're mevatl that as well. So now it comes out that he has got the rights to not only do a bit of rishus of my rishus, but his rishus as well. And therefore, by saying, Ani mevatel lecho, amana shetachsoi, vetevatel lechavecho, you take my rishus, which I've been mevatel now, and you take your own rishus, which you want to mevatel, both together now, you're going to mevatel rishus to everybody else. So that's a very geshmaka patent, because with this, you could therefore now make it a bit of rishus towards all the other ones. You have two now, can make a bit of rishus. Shulchan Aruch says, Eino Moel, it doesn't work. You can only do one person, as Mishnah Berurah says in Hilchot Chof Dalet, Eino Moel, Techel Koyocha Levatel, Avo Loi Chelek Shekonu Eloi. You can only do one bit of rishus and not two. Therefore, the halacha is that one bit of rishus works, but not two within the same chotza. So that's the important yisoid. So to answer the question, why do we need an Erev Chatzeres in the first place? Why can't just everybody do a bit of rishus? Everybody edgeware should do a bit of rishus. The answer is, we save you from doing an Erev Chatzeres. The answer is, because you can only have one person doing a bit of rishus, and you can't have a rabbi doing a bit of rishus. Okay. And Simon Shin Pei Aleph is going to discuss the halacha, what happens if somebody did a bit of Rishus, and then afterwards he actually ended up carrying. Does that matter or not? So that will be Sifkot and Shin Pei Aleph. Right, and I must say, this is all an introduction to what we're going to be discussing, Mitzvah Hashem, in a few shiurim, we'll be discussing what actually happens with a goy. Because a goy also doesn't do part of the, he's not part of the Eiv Chatzeres at all. So goy cannot join Eiv Chatzeres. So how do we deal with goyim in our areas? How are allowed to carry in our areas while the goyim don't participate in Eiv Chatzeres? It's a key question, and that's all. It's not bitter, it's chiz, but we'll get there by Hashem once you've understood this clearly. Okay, good evening.